KALW.
Today is day 32. What I realized today is that my diet is f***ed up with this thing. I've been eating way too much meat and not getting enough leafy greens.
People all around the Bay share how they're experiencing the fifth week of quarantine.
Day 35, I'm just now getting some real time to kind of process the whole I don't have a job anymore and that I won't be going back to work ever again.
We're continuing our quarantine diary series. Then a reality show star and social media critic has tips for keeping in touch during the shelter in place.
You can build bonds, genuine bonds, through social media. I did it on The Circle, so I know it's true, yeah.
That's coming up. I'm Hanat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. It's been over 5 weeks since health officials across the Bay Area ordered residents to shelter in place. Throughout this order, a team of KLW reporters is checking in regularly with a mix of people from all around the Bay. Essential workers, business owners, parents, healthcare professionals. We're checking in with them to see how they're weathering this crisis. We call it the quarantine diaries. And together, they're defining our new shared reality and how the pandemic is changing how we live and work.
It is day 30. School for my child, it's going good. And Friday is gonna be the first time we do a Zoom classroom with his teacher, so we'll see how that goes. I'm looking forward to it because I know my son has mentioned, you know, what's gonna happen when he goes back to school. Is he still in third grade? And will he ever say hello to his teacher again? So he is worried, and his birthday is coming up next month on the 18th. So we're probably planning on just having a little cake for him here.
Today is day 32. I'm a shift manager at a grocery store in Sacramento. I'm just getting tired of all this We got new plexiglass in today to put up over the registers or in front of the check stands. I don't know. They seem silly to me. But at the same time, I suppose if somebody sneezed right there, it would provide a good level of protection. What I realized today is that my diet is f***ed up with this thing. I've been eating way too much meat and not getting enough leafy greens, and my body just isn't right. I was kind of queasy a little bit, but I'm chalking that up to eating a whole sleeve of Oreos before going to bed last night. Wah, wah.
I can't remember what day it is today. It's probably day 31 or 32. A fifth grade teacher, my daughter's teacher, who's coming by today to wave to us to make human contact instead of through a screen, to reassure us that he's real and not like Max Headroom. He's not a robot that's been made up.
But we do know he's real because he was teaching our daughter for the fifth year until the shelter in place order kicked in.
No, it could have been. And, like, when the shelter in place happened, he could have been abducted by aliens.
You and Mom are on the same page.
Well, this is what I call dedication from a teacher. There he is. Mr. Joe in his Subaru.
I wanted to stop by and see all of my students today because I miss them.
Well, we miss you.
We miss you, too.
Yeah, gosh. Really, really strange. This is a humanitarian trip. It's so good to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just at Jonathan's house, and his father, Taylor, he sees me, and he's just waving so enthusiastically, huge smile running down the driveway. Hello, Mr. Jim. This is so great.
Okay, we're going on to who? Mark?
Mark.
Okay, on to Mark.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's day 32. I'm Lindsay.
I'm a new parent. I've taken to eating outside during lunchtime, just to like change it up. I really just need a break. My husband and I have been just kind of at each other's throats, being locked inside all the time. I feel like I'm caring for everyone, you know, just caring for him making his meals and Mila's meals and pumping and the feeding her and the playing. And it's just really hard to find time for myself right now.
So it's day 32 and I got a phone call today around 12:30. I was in the middle of putting my son on Google so he can do his video with his teacher and the rest of his classmates, and making breakfast, just to be told that today is my official last day. My job has been terminated there, and I knew it was coming. I had a feeling that job wasn't exactly suited for me, and I just knew it. I knew it. I kind of prepared for it, but still kind of sad. I worry about my patients. I babied them, and whenever they had any kind of issues, they would call me. I'd help them set up appointments, remember to tell them to take their medications, check on them after hospital visits, all kinds of stuff. And I am not there to do that for them anymore. And a lot of these people are Hispanic, don't speak English, so once I was on board, they were so happy to have someone there who could speak their language. So I will, hopefully they'll take care of them and leave where I left off. I'm on unemployment, so I guess I'll live off of that for now. So it's just looking for work, making my resume, setting up my Indeed, and hoping for the best. I'm not gonna lie, it's a little bit of relief knowing that I just gotta look for a new job now.
My name is Carmen Aguirre, and today is day 32. I work as a public defender in San Francisco and was really excited that I got to open a dance, yoga, and fitness studio in the Bayview in February of this year. Just days before the shelter-in-place order came down, we had a dance workshop for kids, and the space just felt like this is what's supposed to be happening here. And then it all sort of stopped. And so here I am with a business that's premised on people gathering. And 6 weeks later, people can't gather together and create community, at least in the same way. So I'm agonizing about whether to keep the business alive or not. I keep calling the landlord back and saying, no, I decided I want to try to keep the business alive. No, I changed my mind again. Can we renegotiate?
It's day 32, and I'm Lindsay. I'm a new mom. I am out on a walk in my neighborhood with my daughter strapped to me. A couple hours ago, I was not feeling too good about being cooped up, but it is nice to be out and about. It's beautiful. Everyone's yards are pretty manicured, which is amazing. I mean, I guess everyone has extra time on their hands so they can mow their lawns and stuff. I was really excited that my husband was going to work from home because, you know, we hardly ever see him. Or Mila hardly ever sees him during the day. She's gonna be 7 months old in a couple days now. Oh, sorry, I'm winded. Oh, I guess I need to walk more. No, you can't have mommy's wine. I found myself engaging my neighbors in conversation as I walk by, which normally I would never do. I'm just so starved for human interaction. Hello.
Okay, so today is day 33. Today I brought a Bluetooth speaker from home with me. And, you know, I spent several hours outside at the entrance to the store, maintaining the maximum of 50 shoppers in our store at any one time. And so I was playing music out there. I was playing second line music pretty much all night. I've got a playlist that I made for my daughter called The Best Tuba Songs for Naima to Dance To. And it definitely changed the mood of things, turned what was a somewhat somber job to be doing into something that was more lively. I got some comments from customers that they appreciated the music, and it was good.
It's day 34, and I'm Sophia Mitra. Right now, I'm about to play a song me and my friend wrote, and she's going to play the piano. We're both going to sing. We divide the song up.
3, 2, 1. Go, Sophia! Go, Roxy!
Quarantine, Corona life.
We cannot go to school. Things are miserable. So what can we do?
What can we do?
Wash your hands every time.
Sorry. It's fine. She sang my part. That's why.
Let's start from, we can't go to school.
Okay.
We cannot go to school.
What can we do?
My name is Carmen Aguirre, and today is day 35. I work as a public defender in San Francisco.
The court is grappling with all these questions, like, when can witnesses come into court? When will we have jury trials again? Are we going to have Zoom jury trials? In the meantime, what we're trying to do in large part is get people out of jail. It's nearly impossible to socially distance in jail. And last week we just found out that there was a first positive test at San Francisco County Jail. And as it turns out, when I was in court last week, I was representing somebody who was the cellmate of the person who had tested positive. So I'm on quarantine now, but honestly, at the time I had on my mask and my gloves and was covered in hand sanitizer. I honestly feel like I'm more worried about walking around on the street and walking by somebody who's not wearing a mask, who doesn't respect the social distancing, and just underlines the fact that we don't know who has it, and we should be assuming that we all have it.
Day 35, it's 10:15 p.m., really late, I know. But I'm just now getting some real time to actually sit down and think. I've had some time to kind of process the whole I don't have a job anymore and that I won't be going back to work ever again. So for now, it's just focusing on becoming a good teacher for my son, because I have no idea how to be a teacher. Side note, teachers need to get paid a whole lot more.
I don't want you to be me.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean when I'm being a teacher, but you don't listen.
I'm trying to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try harder to have more patience, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
I'm Sarah. I'm a designer. It's day 36. I broke quarantine again. I hung out with my friend Sarah and my friend Allie, but we like sat in a park and 6 feet apart, of course, with our masks on. And Sarah felt really bad about going out because her housemate Ryan like got really mad at her and started freaking out about COVID, so she had to go home. Allie was just like, I think, kind of cool with it. So yeah, I guess I've been pretty bad. I feel like normal human behavior has become criminalized, you know? Like, there's just this intense social disapproval for doing things that a month ago were fine, and everyone did it.
It's day 36 of shelter in place. I'm Hannah, a high school senior in San Jose. I just got back from break, and I've just been like pummeled with like more assignments, lots of exams. And so I just feel really, really stressed out. You'd think that online school would be more relaxing, but it's actually been the opposite for me, especially because I feel really alone right now. And it just feels like it's me against all the schoolwork, and I don't have friends to do homework with after school in the library. But on top of that, you have to be a lot more proactive, because usually if you're in the classroom, you can just like raise your hand. But here you might have to like independently message them and ask them in order to kind of understand a subject you're having difficulties with.
My name is Matt Schuster. I'm the chef and owner of Canela Bistro. It is day number 37. Oh my God, is it really day number 37? For sure, the dining scene is changing, or changed already. Oh, we did not get this round of money from the payroll protection plan that we applied for. It did not come through. My expectations were never high. I thought if there's gonna be a way out of this, we were gonna have to figure it out on our own. Tables in San Francisco, as I'm sure you've noticed, they're like kind of, you know, you're sitting on top of the table next to you. So if we do have to limit the dining room to way less than what it was before, what does that mean for small restaurants like ours to be able to survive and make money in San Francisco? Like, something has to give, you know? Like, I wouldn't like to see prices going up by like 30% or anything like that, because then it just becomes even more and more exclusive, like who can afford to go out to eat, right? Or expenses have to be taken down in a substantial way, you know, whether it's, you know, rent or city fees or labor, you know. I mean, the model needed to change anyway, but how it will change is the question.
Those were the voices of Joshua Sirotiak, Stefan Joannites, Matt Schuster, Sandeep Mitra, Sophia Mitra, Hannah Nee, Roxana Abdullahi, Sarah Lai Sterland, Carmen Aguirre, Stephanie Saravia, and Lindsay Sherbarth. Angela Johnston, David Boyer, and Gabe Graben produced that story. Special thanks to Christopher Agusa, Julia Linas Goodman, Holly J. McDee, Lee Romney for contributing to that story. This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we're going to hear from Shubham Goyal, who's sheltered in place with his parents in Danville. This isn't the first time he's undergone a quarantine. He was part of a reality show, and isolation was one of the rules.
Welcome to The Circle, the real-life game that asks, how far would you go to be popular on social media if there were $100,000 at stake?
During filming, Goyal discovered a lot about what it's like to not be able to leave your apartment and how to communicate with friends without ever seeing them in person. KALW's Julia Linus Goodman found out that those lessons are coming in handy during the quarantine.
In January, Netflix released season one of The Circle. The reality show is a popularity contest with a $100,000 prize. Players rank each other, but they never meet in person. They can only communicate through social media. In fact, for the most part, they can't even leave their apartments.
So usually about like once or twice a day you can leave to the gym or the balcony.
Shubham Goyal was one of the 13 contestants on the show.
You get used to having to stay in one area, just walking around the apartment a lot.
Players hung out virtually while sipping wine alone in their separate rooms. They set workout goals together that they tried to meet by themselves, and they got dressed up for dates that only happened online.
Essentially, it's a social experiment where you never meet each other. You only interact on social media, and through that, you're building bonds that will decide who goes and who doesn't.
When filming ended, Goyal went back to work as a data analyst, back to hanging out with friends in person, and back to being able to leave his home whenever he wanted. Back to normal life. But by mid-March, it became clear things weren't going to be normal anytime soon.
All six counties in the San Francisco Bay Area will be ordered to shelter in place. The new guidelines are set to be issued this afternoon. The order will last for 2 weeks and could be extended for a third week.
The Bay Area went on a near lockdown, with the rest of California quickly following suit. To Goyal, the shelter-in-place order felt like a weird throwback, a reality show sequel that was taking place in real life.
I think the thing that surprised me is like how this just came really quickly after The Circle and stuff, because we've been in that situation where you can't leave the premises. I think that's the most shocking thing.
The biggest thing that quarantine has in common with The Circle? Most contact with other people is limited to the internet. You might think someone who would go on a reality show about online communication would be a big fan of it. But Goyal doesn't really like social media. Actually, he kind of hates it.
Let's meet the next player who wants to be the apple of The Circle's eye.
My presence on social media, it's very minimal. Honestly, I think social media is our modern day bubonic plague. It's actually the devil in all its forms.
Goyal even ran for governor in 2018 on a platform of banning social media in schools.
Social media companies were using this random effect that just draws on your anxiety to get people addicted to their platforms. It's essentially the same thing that the slot machines use, where we go on these sites because you might get a new friend request, you might get new comments. It can be bad for people, especially when there's no moderation.
He thinks the fact that he isn't completely obsessed with social media is part of what's helping him stay positive during the quarantine.
Even if you really love social media, you know, which I know a lot of people do, try to balance your day with stuff to do, and I think you'll feel better. I'm watching movies, I love to play video games, board games, ping pong. I'm playing a good amount of ping pong. Not as much as The Circle, but I still play a bit. Wow, this is such a throwback to the game. I would do this for hours. Helps you keep centered and stuff.
But Goyal does need some human contact. And the shelter-in-place rules mean that has to be on social media. So he looks back to what he learned on The Circle. Even though he went into the show loathing social media with a passion, he actually ended up having a pretty good time. He made real friendships, even though they couldn't see each other or even hear each other's voices.
You can build bonds, genuine bonds, through social media. I did it on The Circle, so I know it's true, yeah.
And he thinks that social media, in moderation, can play that role for others during the quarantine, too.
It is our only way of communicating with the world. We are alone, right? So you don't want to feel lonely. So it can help with that because you can reach people. But it also, amplifies your anxiety on that end. So it's like a catch-22.
That anxiety about not being able to see family and friends in person can make it hard to get beyond superficial conversations.
We tend to just interact with people on a surface level. We're all guilty of it, where you say, what's up? Not much.
But Goyle says there are ways to feel close to people, even when you can't be close to them.
Don't be afraid to show a little more than you're used to, and it doesn't have to be anything extreme. Like, if you're feeling bad, just tell them you're feeling bad. That's how the bonds form. I think humans are very receptive to that when it's deeper than the usual, so I think what you give is what you'll get.
For now, he's focused on finding balance.
I think just to realize what social media is and everything's good in moderation, and just remember that, you know, the quarantine will end eventually.
And until it does, we can keep in touch with what's important by going online. And just as importantly, by logging off. For Cross Currents, I'm Julia Linus Goodman.
Julia is a fellow in KELW's Audio Academy, and we're currently accepting applications for the next Audio Academy class. So if you want to learn how to make radio, how to become a better storyteller, and serve your community, go ahead and apply. Find the information at kalw.org. Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, True Gwynn, Marissa Ortega-Welch, and Victor Tentz. Our engineers are James Rowlands, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shirin Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.